Congressional negotiators begin work today on reconciling the House and Senate versions of the largest tax cut in two decades. Republican leaders are moving quickly to get a compromise bill ready for President Bush to sign into law by Monday. Their sense of urgency is heightened by the likelihood that Democrats will take control of the Senate if Vermont Senator James Jeffords announces today that he's leaving the Republican Party. NPR's David Wellnub reports from the Capitol.
As the halls of Congress buzzed with speculation about Jeffords' anticipated departure from the Republican fold, a three-day standoff came to an end inside the Senate chamber. Senate Democrats, who'd held up a vote on a tax cut bill by introducing dozens of amendments, finally allowed the vote to go forward. Majority Leader Trent Lott was clearly pleased that a dozen Democrats joined all 50 Republican senators, including Jeffords, to approve a $1.35 trillion tax cut package.
The vote speaks for itself. 62 senators voted aye for tax relief for America. And so I'm very happy that this hurdle has been jumped, and now we go to the final stage.
But Democrats who voted against the tax cuts called it a sad day for the country's economic future. They warned that the bill will starve the Treasury of revenues needed for everything from defense spending to shoring up Social Security. John Kerry, a Massachusetts Democrat, said the tax cut package is part of a Republican strategy to starve Congress of the resources required to address such needs.
The new fight begins now as a consequence of this tax bill. And that new fight is going to be over the real priorities of the American people and how they can be met within the straitjacket that has been created by the amount of money going back in this tax cut, most of it to one level.
Republicans, though, promised the tax cuts will bring quick and needed relief to taxpayers. Before that happens, though, the Senate's version of tax cuts must be reconciled with tax cuts passed by the House. While the House version is very much in line with the tax cuts advocated by the president, the Senate's version has more benefits for lower-income earners. The Senate reduces the top tax rate paid by the wealthiest Americans by only about half as much as what Mr. Bush wants, and it phases in the tax cuts much more slowly than the House does. The Senate's bill also calls for refundable child tax credits and college tuition tax deductions that some conservatives say should be cut out of a final version of the bill. A group of 15 moderate senators who insisted on the added provisions circulated a letter last night demanding that those measures be left intact when the Senate and House negotiators work out that final version known as a conference report. Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley, an Iowa Republican, warned that that final bill should reflect what the Senate wants.
There aren't a lot of Democrats voting for this bill. It isn't going to pass, and we can't take for granted the 62 people that have voted for it already. I wish we could. We'd make a very easy conference.
Republicans are predicting the House and Senate will work out their differences on the tax cuts in time to prepare a conference report that both chambers can vote on before the week is over. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle acknowledged the likelihood of that bill clearing both houses, even as he warned of its consequences.
I believe with all my heart that we will regret the day that this passes and is sent to the president for his signature.
If all goes as planned, Mr. Bush would sign the tax cuts into law by Memorial Day. David Wellnut, NPR News, The Capitol.